living without. Out is never content to stay there. It's not enough that we're in it, but out must be in us. Our house in the woods, the wood of our house. The ants, bees, wasps, flies, and mice in our house. The cold in our house. The birds we feed at our window. The lines of separation blur and dissolve until I can no longer tell where the woods stop and I begin. The difference between the feeding birds and my own hungry hands. We're in the territory of the wind, and it lets us know, constantly shifting, clearing its throat, muttering to itself, and under cover of night, pushing at and sometimes shoving the house an inch closer to somewhere or an inch further away until one warm night in March when we open the bedroom door and watch the curtain arch into the room. Slim and gray in the dark, the wind fiercely, exultantly, in at last, and never more other than now. Perhaps it's the suddenness of the change I cannot accept. All month, the snow has melted reluctantly, almost invisibly, its white-knuckled hands guarding the secrets it has kept all winter. And now, this fierce, warm wind in the middle of the night. I close the door and pull the blankets up to my chin, but the wind is in.